Okay, so we had just started Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Of course, Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut are mechayev their learning. So back to Halacha Bet. So we've again been discussing the concept of Talmud Sheino Hagun, and then in parallel to that, the Rav Sheino Holich Bederech Tova. It's a little Heara, that's again another integration of Lilmod Ulalamed. Interestingly, the Rambam starting again with the Lamed and then moving to Lomod. And then the Rambam says, Ketzad Melamdin. Just love it, right? The emphasis on the Lamed of transmission of Torah, study of Torah framed through transmission. That's our central motif in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Harav Yoshev Berosh V'hatalmidim Lefanav Mukafin Atara Kidei Sheyuchulan Roen Es Harav Vishomin Dvarav. Emphasis of my remarks this morning briefly will be on this expression, Kidei Sheyuchulan Roen Es Harav Vishomin Dvarav. Ephraim, you want to give me two ways of interpreting that? I'll read it again. Chulan Roen Es Harav Vishomin Dvarav. One could argue that it could be read as Chulan Roen Es Harav Vishomin Dvarav, that the real idea is that Re'ias Harav is a hechsher, so to speak, or at least facilitating in terms of Shmias Dvarav. The idea is to hear what he has to say, to integrate and to assimilate that information, particular information, and then aspirationally to be able to connect that with all the other Torah that you learned. So to see, have the face, a direct face-to-face exposure, really helps in terms of the Shmias Dvarav, which is the emphasis. Alternatively, one could read it as, Pagin and Dibura, Kideshi Chulan Roen Es Harav, Vishomin Dvarav, that the reason that we sit around in that semicircle is that, of course, it's easier to hear somebody when you're facing them and when you could see them, but there's a secondary and independent value, and maybe not even a secondary, maybe just an independent value, in addition to Shomin Devarav, in fact, goes first, Roin Es Harav, Yunecha Ro'os Es Morecha, right? The American Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Remeir said, the reason that I was sharper than my Chaverim was because I saw Rabbi, and I only saw Rabbi Me'achorav. Whether it's literal or figurative, it could be that he was saying that he saw Rabbi at the end of Rabbi's Tkufa, Rabbi said it about Remeir, he saw Remeir at the end of his Tkufa. But the point of the matter is that, or literally that he saw him from behind, but the idea of seeing somebody, V'yu'inecha ro'oses morecha, is itself an inspirational thing. What comes to mind, of course, the Gemara Sota, Nir'asalot musti yakno shel aviv. That, of course, was in a surely a figurative sense, but the idea of Ri'as pnei harav as an inspiring thing in its own right, that can command a certain degree of respect, I think is extremely important. And just to build off that idea of Ri'as harav, yesterday some of us talked about the idea of Ri'as Eretz Yisrael vayareu Hashem es kol ha'aretz as something not to be trifled with. Eretz Asher Hashem Elkecha Doreshos Tamid Einei Hashem Elkecha Ba. The idea of looking at something is something very significant in various contexts. So I'll just quote the halacha of the Gemara in Kiddushin, which will is the subject of the next parak in the Rambam. We'll start there next year in Parak Hay. But the idea is that I think, as the halacha comes down in Kiddushim, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, the chiyuv of Mipnei Seva Takim Verdarta Pnei Zaken is Dalad Amos. But if it's one's Rabbi Muvhak, what's the shiur? Meloenav. Exactly right, as long as you can see him. So I think that this is actually a companion halacha to that. I like to say about that, as I've written in the past, that the idea of Meloenav is because your Rabbi shapes your vision. And it's a very poetic halacha, that everything that you see and the way that you see it, the way that you see the world, is through one's Rabbi Movhak. And so Meloenav, it's just entirely appropriate that as long as you can see him, because he's really shaped your capacity for vision and perception. So in any event, I'd prefer to read this as Kidei Sheyuchulan Roen Es Harav Vishomin Dvarav. Surely seeing the Rav helps for Shmias HaDvarim, but it's not the only factor. V'lo Yeshiv HaRav Ala Kisei V'talmida V'ala Karka Ela O Akol Ala Aretz O Akol Ala Kisaos. The idea, very interesting, is even though there's surely a vertical hierarchy in Halacha, Mibnei Seva Takum V'adar T'pnei Zaken, then in the context of the learning process in particular, while you're learning, what are we looking for? Shivyon, equality, right? That the symbolism of having the Rav on the Kisei and the Talmidim on the Karka, or any kind of imbalance, Lo Yeshev HaRav Ala Kisei Talmidav Ala Karka, Ela O Ala Kol Ala Aretz, O Ala Kol Ala Kiseot, I think really is based on the idea in the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin of Esvoy Basufa Afilu Rav Talmido, the Melchamta Shel Torah. The idea is not to be a yes man, but you know, really to go at it again with a lot of Kavod Hadadi, mutual respect, and even Esvoy Basufa, a profound sense of Ahava. But nonetheless, that Dafka, while one is learning, that's where the equality should be most acutely expressed. Uvirishona, now the Rambam admits that there is a development here, but maybe a positive development, I'll say somewhat ironically. Haya Rav Yoshev Talmidim Omdim, Umikodim Chorban Bayesheni Nago Akol Lelame Letalmidim Vehein Yoshvin. So this all goes back to a Gemara in Masechas Megillah. Anybody remember the expression there in the Gemara? That in that days of Rebbe Gamliel and the Chorban Bayis Sheni, Yarad, Chulsha La'olam, right? That there was like this, you know, general weakness that people weren't able to project the same exact amount of strength. You know, so that was something that that changed in the context of Chorban Bayis Sheni. But again, I think that the projection of Shivyon, basic equivalency during Limud is something to be celebrated insofar as it promotes lo habayshan lamed v'lo hakaptan melamed, the opportunity for the free exchange of ideas, lahagdil Torah u lahadira. Okay, so hold it up there, and we will continue next week, Ezrat Hashem, in the Perek. Just a note, already letting everybody know, Wednesday I will not be here. I will be sometimes, you know, you